It's about time for us to begin. Let everyone know how thankful we are for your presence tonight. Tonight, of course, is one of our semi-annual prayer services tonight. So we'll get started in that in just a moment. I don't have anything new to announce other than what was announced Sunday, unless someone has something that we're not aware of. If you are, let me know that now. Okay. Anyway, so that's what way it'll go. David, get up here just a moment, David. We'll have a devotion, an invitation, and then we'll get started. David.
If you'd like to follow real quickly, we're going to read a verse from John chapter 9. John chapter 9. 5:17 will be the invitation song. Number 517 will be the invitation song. John 9, of course, is the story about Jesus encountering a blind man who had been blind from birth. And the disciples questioned Jesus as to who exactly had sinned, this man or his parents, that he should be born blind. They were working under the assumption that something had been done wrong in order for this man to be cursed by God in such a way. And Jesus explains that it wasn't because anyone had sinned, but that the glory of God would be manifested on this occasion. And in part of Jesus' response in verse 4, he says this, "I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work." Now, there may be more to the Lord's statement about the urgency of his mission and what he was accomplishing at that very moment, but there is a principle there, that is, that whatever must be done should be done while there is time to do it. Sometimes we say, don't put off till tomorrow what could be or should be done today. It's the principle of doing what needs to be done because there may not be time to do it later. We're about to sing an invitation song. It asks a very haunting question, if we're not prepared. Why not tonight? Well, that's a great question. Why would we put off until tomorrow what should be done tonight, this very moment? For example, if we've never obeyed the gospel, this would be the night to do it. There may not be another night. There may not be morning tomorrow. There may not be bedtime this evening. So why would we put off until tomorrow what should be done right now at this moment? We must work the works that God has given us to do right now while it's day, before the night comes, so to speak. So if we need to obey the gospel, we can do it by hearing the word of God and letting that cultivate faith in our heart that Jesus is the Son of God. And once we believe that, it will lead us to repent of our sins. That's a change of mind about living in sin on purpose. We don't want to live like that anymore. So a lifestyle is going to change. We're going to make a confession, Romans 10:10, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And based upon that confession in Acts chapter 8, 36 through 38, we'll go down in the water, we will be baptized for the remission of sins and be raised to walk in newness of life. Or tonight, maybe as we start a prayer service, we're really thinking about ourselves. We're doing that self-examination like the Bible tells us to do in 2 Corinthians 13:5, and we realize we're not in the condition that's appropriate to meet the Lord. So tonight, if we would be saved, excuse me, it's like a fly went in my mouth and it was a stranger and I took him in. I think that's what happened. So tonight, if you would come back, you can do so through repentance, confession, and prayer. Tonight, if you're thinking, my life's not right, and here I am about to enter into the gates of God, and I'm going to go before His throne, and I'm in no condition to meet my Lord, then tonight let's do something about it. Why put off until tomorrow what should be done tonight, right now at this very moment? So if we would sing, the question is to us, to you, to me, why not tonight as we stand and as we sing?
And close thine eyes against the light, for sin our heart and not the Lord, be saved tonight. Oh, why not tonight? Why not tonight?
Why not tonight?
Why not tonight?
Tonight is the night for our prayer service, as mentioned. And tonight we're going to try to give as much time as possible to the men leading the prayers or leading the songs. So we won't make a lot of comments in between the sets. We'll simply announce the names. They're also on the boards along with the subjects that those men will be covering. Our first four men tonight will be George Farmer, Travis Friedel, Preston Edmondson, and Rick Essick.
Holy Father, we come for you this time, praying for the Northampton congregation, praying, Father, that the efforts and things that we do here are pleasing in your sight. We pray, Father, that you would give us a rightful understanding of your word and your will. And we pray, Father, that if we do anything that is contrary to your will, that you would defeat us in this. We pray, dear Lord, for each person here that we might realize that we are a part of the church. And the way we live our daily lives is an example of the church. We pray for your strength and help to be the example that you'd have us to be. We pray, Father, for our upcoming efforts with the Vacation Bible School, praying that there might be lives touched, that they'll know your way, that we might present the path of life that they should take. We just pray these efforts that your blessings would be with them. We pray that you would be with each family here, that we might continue with the love that binds here, that we might continue to grow. And we pray, Father, that our faith will grow stronger. In Christ's name we ask it, amen.
Let's pray. Lord, we come to you also tonight. We're thanking you so much for the establishment of the church and what it means to our salvation. Lord, we're coming off a recent trip with the opportunity to see a congregation planted, and Lord, North Hamilton, we've participated in that along with several other congregations from the states. We've had opportunities to work with those, and Lord, we've seen continuity in the message delivered. Lord, we pray, though, that oftentimes that we're limited to what might be in our own community or what we might see in states or boundaries divided by men. Lord, we know that the church is established worldwide, and we've been given a commandment to go out and preach the gospel to all the world. Lord, we pray as we do this and congregations are established that message is fluid and Lord, we pray that it's consistent throughout the world, and not only in our recent efforts, but the efforts of all congregations to establish new growth and plant new seed. Lord, we pray that it hits the ground that is broken open, and Lord, we pray that it produces congregations and that are pleasing in your sight and want to continue the message of the gospel. Lord, oftentimes we're limited in our perception of what effect we may have, but Lord, let us always keep in mind that the magnitude of the church and that you're not limited. You do not have boundaries, and the charge you've given to us, let us face it in a manner pleasing in your sight. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we begin by thanking you for the gift of thy Son. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the word that he preached that we go by even as we live thy life today as thy children. And we're thankful for the church, Heavenly Father, not only as it meets here but throughout the world. But also, Heavenly Father, we're now thankful for that great commission that bid us to go into all the world and preach that gospel to every creature. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for all the missionaries, beginning with the apostles, as they and fellow Christians spread throughout the Roman world to plant congregations throughout that region. Heavenly Father, we're thankful as we read deeply of the life of the Apostle Paul and his mission work, as he gives an example and laying the groundwork of what the mission work is to be through the good times and even the bad times, Heavenly Father, that he had to face as he proclaimed thy truth along with the other apostles and Christians throughout that day and time. We're thankful, Heavenly Father, for all the missionaries through the years who have worked in the countries of around this entire world, Heavenly Father, as they moved across to plant thy congregations in these areas, and at times they met resistance, at times they met joy, and at times they lost their lives. Heavenly Father, for proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. We're thankful in our own country as our country began to grow, as Christians moved across the country from one coast to another, that wherever they were at, they sit down and begin to make it a mission field and proclaim my gospel and to establish churches throughout the country. Heavenly Father, as we look at it in our through the years of the many missionaries that we have known, that have gone, as we'd say, to the hard places of this old earth, and even on the shores of our own country, we're ever thankful for them, Heavenly Father. And we thank you for blessing them, to giving that desire to do so, Heavenly Father. And being with all the congregations through the years that who have helped them, supplied the needs that are necessary to help these missionaries be successful wherever they are. Today, Heavenly Father, we still have mission fields, even on the shores of our own country, and as well as throughout the world. As many men and women have decided that's what they want to do for thy cause, to go into these places, Heavenly Father, bless them in their efforts, be with them and protect them, Heavenly Father. And if they do lose their lives, we know it'll be on the battlefield for thee and for thy cause. Be with thy church here, Heavenly Father, in Northampton or any other congregation through this region and throughout the world. May they ever supply the things necessary so those brethren will be successful and proclaim thy gospel in these mission fields throughout the world. Be with each of us, Heavenly Father, and keep us and protect us in all things. We ask through thy Son's name. Amen.
Psalm 290, I love thy kingdom, Lord. We'll sing all three verses. Let us sing. I love thy kingdom, Lord, the house of thy abode, the church our blessed Redeemer saved with his own precious blood. I love thy church, O God, her walls before thee stand. Dear the apple of thine eye, and graven on thy hand. For her my tears shall fall, for her my prayers ascend. To her my cares and toils be given, till toils and care shall end. Beyond my highest joy, I prize her heavenly way. Her sweet communion solemn vow, her hymns of love and pray. Jesus, thou friend divine, our Savior and our King, Thy hand from every snare and foe shall great deliverance bring. Sure at thy truth shall lie, to Zion shall be given the brightest glory earth can yield, and brighter bliss of hell.
Our next four men, Kurt Stewart, Tommy Douglas, Brad Jones, Terry Pursley.
If you would, pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day that you've given us and this chance to come together and come to you in prayer, Lord, and make our petitions known. We pray, Lord, that tonight that you be with the men and women in this world who are in prison, Lord, and those who have done wrong. We pray, Lord, that you be with them and help them to change their ways. And we pray that the people who are taking care of them will do the right thing and not fall into temptations, and also do their jobs with pride and do their jobs well. And we, Father, we pray a special prayer for the Christians, for your children who are in prisons and locked up. We pray, Lord, that you keep them safe. We pray that you keep them strong. Help us to not forget them. Help us to remember them in prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray that you help them to be good examples for the people around them, that they may change lives. And Heavenly Father, we pray that we won't be afraid to do our part to help these people when it's time for them to get out and when it's time for the next steps in their life. And Heavenly Father, we pray that you go with all of us. Help us to remember that any of us can fall into trouble. And we pray, Lord, that if it ever became a choice of our freedom or going to prison, and we had to choose between you and freedom, Lord, that we'll always choose you. And no matter what the consequences are, help us to follow the example that Jesus gave and to always do your will, regardless of whether it's popular or not. Heavenly Father, help us to be strong and help us to be good examples for each other, and forgive us when we're wrong. It's in Christ's name we ask everything. Amen.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before thee at this time, thanking you for all the blessings of life thou hast bestowed upon us, spiritually and physically. Father, at this time we're praying for those that are less fortunate than we are, those that may be hungry, those that may be poor throughout this universe. Father, we ask your blessings upon them. We pray, Father, that the work we do here at North Hamilton and the work that is done throughout your brotherhood is well-pleasing unto thee, that we may help feed them, we may help teach them, we may help clothe them. Father, we just pray that you'll guide us and lead us in all that we do, and spread your gospel throughout. Go with us, watch over us. In Christ's name we pray, amen.
Please pray with me. Lord, at this time tonight, again, we want to thank you for your blessings, and we don't take anything for granted ever. And we don't take for granted this year the prayers that have been answered and many of the people that have been healed and they're able to be with us again. And I'm about to read a list off, and this is families and cousins and brothers and sisters and husbands and wives who want their loved ones back again. And we pray for them and for all of us that all these folks can be back to worship with you once again, because we want to be all together as a family. Nancy Birch, Gladys Blanks, Jeannie Ellis, Sarah Grissom, Matthew Hakes, Tim Hahn, Bill Hendrickson, Jana Hodge, Lynn Holloway, Carol Hubbard, Pam Lane, Grayson Ledbetter, Judy Luss, Tony Miller, Johnny Norwood, Janet Sherman, Donnie Sledge, Janice Smith, Jessica Stewart, and Jewel Tucker. And there's many people, I'm sure, that we've left out, and we pray that you know who these people are, and we pray that all your blessings will be on them, and we pray that they'll go to the right doctor, to the right hospitals, maybe to see the right nurse, whatever it takes in order to be healed again. And we don't take anything for granted you give us, and we pray your blessings on all these people, and we'll pray that we can all be together once again, because the family here is what's most important to us. And of course, you're more important to us than anything. And again, thank you for your blessings these days of our lives. In the name of Christ we pray, amen.
We'll sing first, second verses, the chorus after the second verse only. 610. When my way groweth drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, oh my hand, lest I fall, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the shadows appear and the night draweth near and the day is past and gone, at the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lend me on, lend me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
Next three men tonight, Carol Oxford, Steve Pell, and Terry Persley again.
Before we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer, I'd like to read you a couple scriptures from what the Bible says about the lost. In 1 Peter 5:8, it says, "Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, surrounds us, roaring lions seeking someone to devour." In Mark 16:16, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." In Luke 13:3, it says, "No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will perish." And then in Luke 19:10, "The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Let us bow our heads as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Most gracious and Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come together as brothers and sisters in Christ. We come to you, Father, praying for the lost of this world. We pray, Father, that this congregation here at North Hamilton be the lighthouse for our community to search out and spread the gospel of Jesus to not only our community, but to the rest of the world. We pray, Father, that we can help those who are lost to find peace and fellowship in Christ, and that they can start a relationship with Christ before it's too late. Father in heaven, we pray this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
I'm about to pray for wayward Christians, some of your family, perhaps some of your friends, some of my family and friends, definitely all of our brothers and sisters. The New Testament is clear that we are our brother's keepers. We have a responsibility to lovingly exhort an erring brother back to the Lord, Galatians 6 at verse 1. First, with love, we are to be observant to the needs of our brethren. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also the interest of others. Second, we must pray, as we're doing tonight, for such persons. But we cannot pray to God for their unfaithfulness until such time as they actually repent. But we can pray that God will help us to bring them to repentance. And third, we must be willing to actually go to our brothers, to the erring, to appeal to them to come back to the Lord, not with a self-righteous attitude as the Pharisees, but we must be humble, sincere, and loving. As I word this prayer, perhaps there are those that you know that are away from us now due to sin, and perhaps you would mention their name under your breath as we pray. Let us bow. Our Heavenly Father, we again thank you for this opportunity to approach your throne. We thank you for the actions we can take through prayer, make placing our petitions before you. We know, Father, that you will answer us sooner or later. We pray, Father, that you would strengthen us and give us the determination to lead our wayward brothers back into the light and to bring them to repentance, if it be thy will, Father. We also pray, Father, that you would remove any more temptations from them, that they not sink deeper in sin. Help us to be a light to them, always an encouragement. Help us to be aware of their needs, that we can bring them back to Christ. For it is in his name that we pray. Amen.
I wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home. The path of sin too long I've trod. Lord, I'm coming home, coming home, coming home, never more to roam. Oh, upon wide thine arms of love, Lord, I'm coming home. I've waited precious years. Now I'm coming home. I now repent with bitter tears. Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home. Coming home. Never more to roam. Oh, open wide thine arms of love. Lord, I'm coming home. My soul is sick, my heart is sore. Now I'm coming home. My strength renew, my hope restore. Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home. Coming home. Never more to roam. Oh, upon wide thine arms of love. Lord, I'm coming.
Our next four men: John Blanks, Steve Everett, Ken Wilson, and Art Greer.
Reading from Proverbs 14:34. Excuse me. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you so much for your love and your care for us always. We pray, Father, for our nation, that our nation might be a righteous nation. We know, Father, that many nations have failed, and because they've become corrupt within themselves. We pray, Father, that this never happens to our nation, to our USA. Father, we pray for our government officials, from our local to our national, that they seek guidance from your holy word to lead and direct our country. Help us as Christians to be good citizens, to be an example of being a good citizen by showing kindness and patience and obeying, of course, of the law, as long as, of course, it doesn't interfere with your law, Father. And Father, we pray always that we always be able to assemble and worship you without fear. And if that case ever comes, we just pray that we'll have the strength and courage to continue to worship you as we should. We always pray for your blessings and your care always be with our nation. And may it, our nation be known as a nation of righteousness. And Father, we pray that we seek to serve, be a nation that seek to serve and worship you. And always help us, Father, as we do this, that our nation will always, as we do this, that our nation will always be strong and be righteous and be a righteous people. And we pray for all nations that live, that we learn to live in peace and harmony with one another. And Father, we know that there's so much trouble and strife in the world and so much hatred. And it seems like we just want to hurt each other or kill one another. And pray that as our nation, that we grow stronger and stronger and as faithful nation. And where we can do away with a lot of this stuff. We won't have the desire to do this, to hurt one another in any way. Again, be with our leaders of our nation, from the local to our president. Forgive us of our sins. We fall short of thy expectations. Always go with us and care for us. And Father, help us that our love for you grows stronger each day so we might serve you well. It's our prayer in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen.
Before I pray, I'd like to share some statistics with you concerning our military. And I just went back to World War I through Vietnam, and then from 1999 to 2010. From World War I through the Vietnam War, the numbers served during active wartime were 35,311,557. 557 men served during that time. During that same time, 616,889 men or women passed in conflict, in war. Of those deaths, 426,000 were battle deaths, which means they died on the battlefield. Another 190,577 during that time succumbed from injuries or care medical issues from the conflicts. And during that same amount of time, there were 1,431,435 men and women that suffered wounds that were not mortal, but that would continue to go with them that they would need care for. To put it in perspective, the men and women that died just from World War I to Vietnam are more men and women that live in Hamilton County, including children. More men and women that live in Knox County, including children. And just slight of those that live in Davidson County. So if you can imagine, if it was, we waved a magic wand and those folks were wiped out, that's how many people just during those times of war lost their lives for our country. From 1990 through 2010, most recent statistics, because they collect them a different way, 27,605 men and women died during time of war or conflicts. I guess that's due to the way we go to war now. I say all that to just kind of put it in perspective. I also know that whether or not someone served during a time of war, even if they've served, they generally sacrifice from being away from family, not being where they're at. We know we have members here that are not here in the state and their family lives here, and you know they're giving up at least that time with their family to serve us and protect us. So I just like to do some of this research to kind of put it in perspective prior to leading a prayer. So if you would, please bow with me at this time. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you now knowing that we are so blessed to be here, so blessed to have your son for our salvation. He died for our sins. Lord, knowing that we live in a great nation, that we can come and make our petitions be known to you in a public setting such as this. It's open to the public without fear of repercussions from our government, Lord. And we know that we can do that because the men and women that serve in our military and keep us safe throughout the world. Lord, we know that many of these men and women have given the ultimate sacrifice, their lives, to keep us free, that their families have had to deal with that loss. And Lord, we ask that you be with those that have lost loved ones during their time in military service, during times of war, protecting our country. And Lord, we hope that someone does something or says something to let them know that we appreciate that sacrifice, Lord. And we hope that as a nation, we can always hold those people with the highest honor as far as what they do for our country every day. Lord, we have people now serving abroad, serving here at home. Lord, we have men and women serving in lands that we're currently having war with, Lord. And we know that they can't really have a peaceful night's sleep, much less, you know, think about things that we normally think about and take for granted day in and day out, Lord. So please let us be mindful of those that are currently serving, and especially those that are in the middle of the battlefield today. Lord, we also know that there's many men and women that have suffered from wounds and deal with that day in and day out and need our care and treatment. Lord, when we pray for our nation, we pray that as a nation we're strong and helpful to them, and we never forget our veterans and the sacrifices that they made for us. Lord, we also know that many of those also suffer from emotional distress and on a psychological level that we can't understand, from post-traumatic stress disorder. Lord, we ask that you be with those folks and comfort them and be with the doctors and the nurses that are attending to them and help them get back to a normal walk of life, Lord. And most of all, Lord, we pray for each and every one of their souls, Lord, everyone that's serving here and abroad and currently in our military, Lord. We hope that someone can do or say something that will lead them into your church and into your fold, because, Lord, we know that just by this prayer service tonight that we can find peace when otherwise we may not be able to, through prayer and focusing on you and reading your word and spending time with those alike in precious faith. Lord, again, we thank you for Jesus. We ask you to forgive us for our sins, and please keep us safe. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Let's pray for the year 2017. Father, we 6 months ago, you gave us a new year, and although we're not guaranteed much more than a day, we're thankful for this year that you have given us. We're thankful, Father, for another year of strong elders and deacons, men who are committed to truth and to righteousness and to love, to friendship and to hope. We're thankful for these men and their families. You've given us another year of good men and women teachers. And we ask your blessings upon them as they lead us in thoughts in our class, from the young ones up to David in the pulpit. Bless all these people and their families through the remainder of this year and in the efforts that it takes to prepare and present, and bless them in all those things. Father, you blessed us with a good summer series of lessons, of five good men coming in and presenting different thoughts and concepts to us, new voices, and we're thankful for that. We're thankful for the turnout that was received by the area congregations. We're thankful, Father, that there was men and women in our midst that might not have been Christians that saw and heard these voices preaching your word in a way that was uplifting and valuable to each one of us. And we pray, Father, that that may have taken root in those individuals, and they will want to grow and know more about your word. Father, we have Vacation Bible School coming up. There's already been a lot of work going into the selection of the theme and the lessons and now preparation for those days of VBS for all the men and women that are involved in that. And we ask your blessings upon that effort to reach out into the community, bring in young people from the community and as well as our own young people, and use this as an outreach for edifying those around us. Father, for the visitors that may come our way, we ask that you give us the right words and the thoughts and attitudes in talking with these people that will be encouraging to them, and hopefully they will come back and want to learn more. Father, some of us have lost loved ones this year, and while that's sad, on the opposite end, we have lots of new life abounding in this room, and that's a great thing, Father, because it gives all of us old people hope that the church of tomorrow is here right now. And we ask your blessings on these young men and women as they raise their families. And we pray that they'll do that right here with the truth that comes, that's emanated from this room. Be with these young parents. Help them to understand that they are the church we say of tomorrow, but they are the church of today, and help them to be bold, to stand up and start assuming roles of leadership in classes. Our next group of elders and deacons are sitting among us right now, and we ask your blessings on them. Father, be with us through the remainder of this year, that we are committed to your truth and to your love. It's through your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Number 280, 280. I never cease to be encouraged by the thoughts that men have put together on a night like this. It's always, it's really uplifting to me. And I appreciate everyone's efforts that way, but I think it's something that's uplifting, I hope, to all of us. When I looked over things, I've led this song at the close of a service like this before, but it fits just exactly with what I think is our thoughts even tonight. So I'd like to sing all three stanzas of 280. And for those of you who will be watching, I'm going to direct it in 2 beats per measure, okay, instead of the 4/4 that it's written in. But I think you'll see it flows a little bit better that way. 280, all three stanzas, please. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside him,
For he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Every step is getting brighter as the golden stars I climb. Every burden's getting lighter. Every cloud is silver-lined. There the sun's always shining. There's no tear will dim the eye. At the ending of the rainbow, where the mountains touch the sky, many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. I don't know about tomorrow. It may bring me poverty, but the one who feeds the sparrow is the one who stands by me. And the path that be my portion may be through the flame or flood, but his presence goes before me, and I'm covered with his blood. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
Think about all of us feel the way Art did in his expression of gratitude for our prayer service. We always hear great things about it as we're going out, people talk, and we're all very encouraged. And that's because in the book of Acts, a praying church, meaning that a church that prays together, is a church that grows together. And that's the pattern, and that's why it's such a good thing. Probably one of my favorite things we do at North Hamilton is that we take extra special time to just dedicate an entire service to prayer. It's a great, great thing. In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 1, a man by the name of Nehemiah is commissioned to go back and help to rebuild Jerusalem. In fact, he ends up being the governor of that area. Works alongside men like Malachi and Haggai, some of the prophets that were helping to deliver God's word, and he dealt with more logistical matters. But we hold out Nehemiah as a hero. That's what he is in the Bible. And it's interesting that there's one common thing that all heroes of the Bible have in common. They were men and women of prayer. And so tonight, as we end, I would like for us to pray Nehemiah's prayer in Nehemiah chapter 1, beginning in verse 5. Let's pray together. We pray, Lord God of heaven, you are great, you are awesome, you keep your covenant and mercy with those who love you and observe your commandments. Father, hear our prayer. Be attentive. Let your eyes be open that you may hear the prayer of your servants tonight, the prayers that we offer day and night. We confess our sins, sins that we have committed against you. Often, Father, we have acted very corruptly against you by not keeping your commandments, not keeping your statutes, by straying from your ordinances which you've commanded us. Remember, Father, the words that you have commanded us in the Bible, that if we are unfaithful, you will scatter us, you will take away our identity, we'll be lost, but if we return, that you'll keep, as we keep your commandments and do them, that even though we've been cast aside, that we've been taken away, that you will gather us together again to the place that you have chosen as a dwelling place for your name, the church. We are your servants. We are your people, Father. You've redeemed us by your great power. You've redeemed us by your strong hand. Father, we pray, please let your ears be attentive to our prayers and to the prayers of your servants who desire to fear your name. Let your servants prosper today, we pray, and grant us mercy in the sight of this world. In Jesus' name, amen. We're dismissed.